Psalms 96 and Revelation 5. It's good to be saved, isn't it?
It
really is. God shall send them strong delusion.
Let them be hate.
Strong delusion. You were watching it.
Yes.
Where people are believing a lie.
Yeah.
That whole lesson you taught in that deepfake, I had never heard of that before.
That's something.
That's really been an eye opener.
Isn't that frightening?
Yeah, it is.
Watching it right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
Psalms 96, Revelation 5. I just had it and I interrupted myself. So let's put a marker there so I won't do that again. Psalms 96. Verses 1, 2. We'll jump down to verse 8. Verse 1. The scripture says, O sing unto the Lord a new song. In order for there to be a new song, there had to be a what?
An old song.
A new song. Something had to happen for the old song to become the new song. Okay? Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Look. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name.
Amen.
Bring an offering and come unto his courts. The Bible talks about an offering of praise. Revelation 5. You look for similar words, the Bible will chain itself. That's how you learn the Bible. Similar word. He's giving you the links. 9 times you find this phrase. Verse 8. When he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the who?
Lamb.
The Lamb. Mm-hmm. Who's the Lamb?
Jesus.
Then having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song. 9 times, a new song. It's not the new song. It's a new song, a new song, a new song. There's more than one. It just keeps progressing. But it's based on an old song becoming a new song because something radical happened. A lot of times it's hard to get people that don't have the gift of song to sing. I always coveted people that could sing because I'm not a good singer. So I'm going to stop commentary very soon and just sing. Verse number 9. And they sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast. Look, here's radical. Thou wast slain. And hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich, so free. And all the people said,
Amen.
It's good to be saved.
Yes, sir.
To me, there's something different about you when you get saved. pertaining to the music you're drawn to. Not that you can't ever listen to anything that was here, but everything you hear that was here has some sort of resonating connection to something that's here.
Yeah.
So we want to try to demonstrate today, because of what happened here, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Melody in your heart to the Lord. A group of preachers stood up to preach one at a time in an event like we're getting ready to do on one of those two Thanksgiving days. They all preached from the same subject and gave a different perspective. It was Psalms 23, the Psalm of the Shepherd. A series of people got up, and it was all types of great illustrations and speeches and linguistics, tone and proper dress and attire and the right accent, the right places, just the right things to say, and so on and so forth. And they had the last person out of respect. It was the oldest preacher that was there. He got up and he got to speak, and he stumbled a little bit, and they all watched, and tears began to come down people's eyes. And they began to say amen, and shouts of praise began to take place. It's like, what's he doing? There's a difference of knowing the Psalm of the Shepherd and knowing the Shepherd of the Psalm. I'm telling you right now, there's a difference in knowing a new song and knowing the Song of the Songs. There's a difference. All I can tell you, you know it when you hear it. Amen? The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Song chapter 1, verse 1. You can sing a new song, but do you know the song of the new song? I can't give that to you, but I know it. He's the hymn of the hymns. He's the bee of the beat, the muse of the music. He's the song of the new song. I can't give that to you. Only God can. See, right here. A new song from an old song, because something radical happens in your life. In an old revival meeting in Chicago, famous great songwriter Philip Bliss, what an appropriate name God in his foreknowledge gave that guy. 29 December 1876, leaving a revival in the Chicago revival meeting. He said, I may not pass this way again. He sang a song in closing, I'm going home tomorrow. It was about he was going home, but literally realized the prophetic significance of what eventually is going to happen to all of us. He was riding through Ohio, a bridge collapsed. Him and his wife were in it along with 159 people that were there. She was trapped. He got back. Where's my wife? Where's my wife? So he went right back in after. He says, you're never going to, the fire, the wreckage, the carnage, you're never going to get back alive. And he said, if I cannot save my wife, I will perish with her. He was one of 92 out of the 159 that didn't make it back alive. It's called the Ashtabula River Railroad Disaster. He's a great songwriter. He had one song in the trunk of his car that they pulled out after it was all over and everything was cleaned up, and never wrote to music. Without further ado, it was called I Will Sing of My Redeemer. Sing, oh sing unto the Lord a new song. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. A new song. Saved. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou heareth the sound thereof.
Jesus.
But note not whence it cometh, nor whither it goeth. And after the fire, the Lord wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. The Lord was in the still, small voice. Be still and know that I am God. Busy, 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 busy. Many shall run to and fro. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. This library is called DNA. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. You know, the Bible says that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. The Bible says in John chapter 6, he says in John 6 verse 39, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God."
Jesus. Jesus.
"And they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Isn't that wonderful? In John chapter 3, it says, "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light."
Jesus, Jesus.
The old song? The new song. Something radical has to happen. I can't give that to anybody. "The God whom you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you in song." How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives, but greater still that calm assurance this child can face uncertain days. Why? Because he lives. Luke chapter 18, the Bible says in verse 15, "And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. Suffer little children to come unto me, for of such are the kingdom of heaven." Little children don't go to hell when they die. "For of such are the kingdom of heaven." Little children don't go to hell when they die. "And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive such a one as this little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Little children do go to hell when they die. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Whoop-boo, whoop-boo, whoop-boo. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We're so weak, but he's so strong. Yes, Jesus loves me deep and wide. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Oh, deep and wide, deep and wide. Yes, suffer little children to come unto me. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children. Jesus rose for all the children. All the children of the world, red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. In sin hath my mother conceived me. Born in iniquity, in sin hath my mother conceived me. I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And it could be saved. Thank God it could be saved. Little children don't die and go to hell. Little children that grow up to be big children, that grow up to be young adults, die and go to hell. Why? Job chapter 5, verse 7 says, man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Job chapter 15, verse 14 says, what is man that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous? Job chapter 25, verse 4 says, how then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again.
Amen.
An old song, a new song, something radical has to happen. Amen? Singing with melody in your heart. I can't do that. You have to do that. Thou, being a scholar and a wise man and a teacher of it, knowest not these things? By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights. Because I have called, and ye refused. Wisdom crieth out, she uttereth her voice in the streets. In dirty places, in fights, in ghettos, in homes, in schools. Jesus, I've called, and ye refused. Does not wisdom cry? Unto you, O men, I call. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thou knowest not that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? They knew that which may be known, knowing the judgment of God, choosing rather, ye refused, you would not. You laughed, you mocked, you turned, you resisted, you plucked out my beard, you rebelled, you limited the Holy One of Israel. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Who's that, me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. I was on the highway to hell. I was on the highway to hell. You know, you knew You forgot. You refused. You chose rather for all this. His anger is not turned away. But his hand is stretched out still. Help. I need somebody help. Not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. New song. Something radical has to happen. I can't do that. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. You know! Thou hearest the sound thereof, but knowest not whence it cometh, nor whither it goeth. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. You know, they know. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Amen. Stop. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, stop! If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, stop! If you've been trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's the pain taker. If you feel lost, he's the way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's the prison-shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's the chain breaker. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And such were some of you, but your sins are forgiven. Amen? And such were some of you, but you are sanctified. And such were some of you, but you're justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. The Bible says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Love not the world. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me, he had to reach way down for me. Yes, he did. I was lost and undone without God or his son. But thank God, he reached down his hand for me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. You know it?
Amen.
You can know Jesus, but you know Jesus. He puts a new song in your heart. What are you going to sing about Jesus for? Because I know him. Amen? I love you. I love you. Because thou shalt never wash my feet. Yet, well, I will never, never, never be offended. Three. They would not bend. They held unto the will of God, so we are told. They would not bow. They would not bow their knee to idols made of gold. They would not burn. They are protected by the fourth man in the fire. They would not bend. They would not bow. They would not burn. I love you, Lord. But 40 years? For 40 long years, God's children wandered in the wilderness, searching for Canaan, that blessed promised land. They never went too hungry. They never got too thirsty. But the more that God kept blessing them, the more they would complain. Ain't God good? On this side, he gives us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him today, and so much more tomorrow. But we remember the fish, which we did eat back there in Egypt, the onions and the garlic, the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all besides this manna. Before our eyes. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. In the times that we live, so many are unthankful. And many more, they fail to see that God has given all. Never, never, never having time for God. They're always busy working to pay for cars, home TVs, and carpets wall to wall. Come on, brethren. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him today, and so much more tomorrow. But the onions, the leeks. What about over there? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, why would God let me go through this? I love him. I'm trying to live for him. Why would God let me suffer? Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God forever. Jesus, keep me near the cross, please. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory. Please keep me near the cross, Lord, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river, for which cause we faint not. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. This is where I am. Here. 2 many miles behind me. This is where I am. Too many trials are through. Too many tears help me to remember. There's just too much to gain, to lose. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountains. Too many rivers my feet they've already crossed through. There's just way too many treasures awaiting over yonder. There's just too much. No song? A new song. Something radical has to happen, and I can't do it. To gain, to lose. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. This is where I am, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, for thou hast created. Oh, it's Thou Art Worthy song. Amen. Paul says he's coming to the end of his life. And he says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I thank you, Lord. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. That's you. He wants to say, Lord, said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
The holy hills of heaven call me to mansions bright across the sea. This is where I'm heading. This is my vision. Where loved ones wait and crowns are given. When the hills of home start calling me. This house of clay is but a prison. Bars of bone that hold my soul. But these doors of clay, someday these doors of clay are gonna burst. Wide open when the angel sets my spirit free. I'm gonna take my flight like the mighty eagle. Please play this at my funeral. When the hills of home beckon me. Jesus Christ says, let your heart be troubled. Come on, brethren. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Because I live, ye shall live also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, guess what? I'll come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And look for my Father just waiting. Say what? By the light. There's a light in a window and a table set in splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river. I must be near forever. You know what? I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home.
Old song?
A new song. Something radical has to happen. I can't do it. But it's been done to me. I can see my Father standing. He's waiting, brother, at the door. This world has been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. So sick of this world. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Lord, I've never... We're almost done, brother. Been this homesick before. Philippians 2:9-10. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. He's got a name that is above every name. Jesus, have you heard it? Jesus, have you heard it over here? Jesus, there's just something about that name. Jesus, 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 like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all fade away, but there's just something about that name. Revelation 5:9, and we're closing. And they sung a new song. An old song. A new song. An old song. A new song. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And they sung a new song. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. The chapter 5 version. Thou art worthy, O Lamb. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lamb, for Thou hast redeemed all things. It's the chapter 5 version of the chapter 4 version that He's worthy, and it's a new song. I can't give it to you, but I know when I hear it, that person understands. All the people said, Amen.
Amen.
All the people stood and said, and all the people stood and said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Jesus. 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 Okay, let's sing it one more time. With a little more melanin, please. Amen. 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 Jesus. 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 And all the people said,
Amen.
There's just something about that name. Amen, brethren?
Yes, sir.
Let's bow for a word of prayer. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord, and I know it. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. Do you know it? It really doesn't matter what this world says. There's something mighty sweet. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming.
Amen.
Amen.